The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. What a beautiful day this is, Howard. Did you see how gorgeous it is outside?
Oh, my, my, my.
It's a little cool, a little crisp. It's not exactly what we think of for March, but it is spectacular. Blue sky, sun is shining.
But it's going to get warm. It's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be spring-like.
Yeah, great day for a walk. Great day for an open house. We got four of them this weekend. We got some great houses that need to sell. They need to sell because there are families out there that are just going to love these four houses.
Yes,
we
indeed.
We get some great houses to sell.
Yes, yes.
We really do. And there are some families that need one of these four houses, all in different parts of town. All a little bit different houses.
We work everywhere. That's
we do.
Why. All sorts of counties. All the counties, right?
Yeah.
We go from Fernandina to St. Augustine.
How about that?
Yeah.
We got one coming up in a couple of months in Fernandina. One house away from the ocean.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we had an interesting week in that we learned an interesting lesson. Well, it's not a lesson because we always do it. And that is, it's actually a lesson for a flipper. You know, 2 weeks ago, we did flips that flop. And it was not that the flippers did something wrong, perhaps. But this flipper had some extra expenses that he wasn't aware of. Because he bought a house. I have no idea how much he paid for it. But he did a lot of fixing up and made it a very, very,
very cute, very,
pretty
very
home.
Cute. Yeah.
But he neglected to do a septic inspection. And, of course, we always encourage the buyers to do a full inspection of the home, which they did. Found a couple little things that the seller is fixing. But then we said, look, you need to do a septic inspection. We have no idea how long this house has been vacant and need to do that. So we called the company that we normally use to do a septic inspection, and they did. And they uncovered it, and it was bone dry. Now, that's a little unusual. And that indicated, and they looked inside, and they found that there were cracks all inside the side of the tank. Now, that's bad enough, but since it was bone dry, now that also meant there were probably cracks in the bottom, which meant all the water seeped out the bottom. And that meant it is a failed septic tank, which means that it had to be totally, totally replaced.
Yes, indeed.
So luckily, we have a good seller that wants to sell his house. He's going to have to fix it for our, not fix it, but replace it for our buyer or the next one. So they are going to get that taken care of.
Well, luckily he's an experienced flipper, so he does understand exactly what you just said. You have to fix it for this customer or the next one. Either way, it's yours to fix.
Yeah.
So he stepped up to that, and I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. But the lesson for our listeners is this. There are a lot of houses that have septic systems, and you may think, well, I'll just move in, and, you know, as long as you can flush the toilet, everything's going to be okay. You know, it may take 6 months before the buyers were to realize that something was wrong, but definitely something was wrong. So always get things taken care of. Hey, we're going to be your problem-solving realtors on the radio today, as we usually are for in our eighth year now. We want you to call with your questions. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. And, of course, that's area code 904 because we're in Northeast Florida.
Yeah, and people are listening from all over the country. We have our regular listeners we know in New York that are listening this morning. And to also to help people call, we have a contest. And by the way, we mail out the prizes of the contest about once a month. So the people that have won over the past month, you're going to get your gift card mailed out this week. But the contest this week is that according to a survey conducted by an online lender, they ask, and they've been doing this for several years now, they ask, what are you going to use your money for? So this is not for a new mortgage lender. These are for people that ask for loans, and they do it over the phone. So home improvement came up 26% over 2018. So lots of people are going to use their loans for home improvement. Then they ask, what is the remodeling project that you're going to do this year? It was just a curiosity question. And so we want to know, what is the number one home improvement project that people are planning for 2019 that people are getting a loan for? And I asked Angela on the way in this morning what she thought.
I always get the questions wrong.
You don't always.
I think I do.
Well, you didn't get it today.
Correct.
Anyway.
I'm running a good streak right here.
All right. But we want people to call in and guess. And again, number is 222-8255. But in the meantime, while people are thinking and putting on their thinking caps to guess, Angela, what happened this week in real estate here in Northeast Florida?
Well, Howard, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 747 offers got accepted. That's right. It's up 5% from last week. 741 new homes came on the market, and that number's also up. You ready? 56%?
I'm ready.
56%?
How about that?
That's kind of crazy. Okay, 158 of the 741, which is 20%, well, they're already under contract. And 30 of those actually went under contract on the very first day. Now, 457 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
All right.
Yeah. And that number's down a little bit. When I look at the time of month, I really don't even have a thought about why, except maybe it was the TPC and nobody was buying their houses and closing on them.
We knew a lot of people that went to see TPC.
Well, a lot of people went to the TPC.
Yeah, and thousands and thousands of volunteers as well. Our next door neighbor was a volunteer and helped out on some of the pre-events.
It's fun.
They do a whole lot of events for kids at the TPC as well.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff going on. Interesting thing about interest rates. Before you go over what they were, I want to tell you what happened with the Fed this week. They met and decided that there's probably not going to be another increase for the rest of the year.
What?
That's right.
We haven't even hit the busy season. Now, this will be awesome if these are our rates going into the busy season.
Now, what did they predict at the end of last year for this year?
That they were going to go up.
They were going to go up between
a
half a point,
right?
and a full point.
Right.
But you know what? Rates are lower now than they were at this time last year.
That's crazy.
You know what that means?
It's time to buy.
Oh, my gosh. Get your fanny out of your chair if you haven't bought a house or you're thinking about it. And Alan, our producer, just stood up.
He just got his fanny out of his chair.
Alan, you've already got a house, right? Yes. He's shaking his head, yes. And it's amazing.
I know.
To get a home.
Yeah.
You know what's stopping most people?
What?
They think they can't. They think they don't have 20% down, but they can.
And you don't need 20% down.
Okay. You know what?
Get in a house.
You can get free $15,000.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that after the break.
Okay.
And after the break also, we're going to talk about what the interest rates did this past week. You know what?
Okay.
They came down.
Down, baby, down.
They're the lowest rate in months and months and months and months. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit thebuildinginspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Contest.
Hello, everybody. We are so happy to be here with you. I think it snuck up on us, Howard. We were in the middle of talking.
Yeah,
that's
it
fun.
Did.
Well, the you light... wanted to say something about, yes, this light's not working, but the one behind you is.
Alan, our producer. Alan, you got to get that light fixed. It's not working right.
But I see it in the I see it in its reflection. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
We can talk about this.
Hey, the
you just can't see it.
The contest, I got to repeat that cuz people haven't called in. What is the number one home improvement project planned for homeowners at least during that was found in a survey conducted by a home lender? Shouldn't be that difficult.
All right, yes.
So call in.
Your answer is going to be what you think the money is used for. What home project is the money used for that people are borrowing money to do something with? That right there tells me it's expensive. I don't have the money already. I'm going to borrow the money. So for me, it's an expensive item.
Yeah, so it's not like buying a can of paint from Lowe's and painting
right,
a room.
Because we don't need a loan for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, what happened with mortgage rates?
Well, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the Fed had predicted a 1% increase in the interest rate on mortgages, and it's not happening. What we've seen this week is that they are lower than they were this time last year. So The 30-year conventional rate fell 0.03% to 4.28%. This time last year, it was 4.45%. Now, the 15-year rate, it also fell 0.05% to 3.71%. This time last year, it was 3.91%. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate, they kind of always lag behind the other two markets. It fell to 3.95%. So again, it's under 4%. Think about that, Howard.
Wow.
There's a 30-year mortgage out there that's under 4%.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Yes, it is. Now, some people are still looking at the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, and it can still be a really great deal if you're only going to be in your house 5 years or less. It remained unchanged at 3.84%, and this time last year, it was 3.68%. So that one's a little bit lower last year, but the other ones were lower now than we were last year.
You know, it's interesting. It's a different way of thinking about this, that first-time home buyers, a lot of them think you got to put down 20% or you got to put down 10%. And first-time home buyers often get an FHA loan.
Right.
You only have to put down how much?
3.5%.
3.5%.
Right.
And the interest rate on FHA loans is oftentimes lower than a conventional loan. Oh my gosh. It's lower.
Yes.
And you have to put down less. What are you people waiting for? You know, there are a lot of realtors that don't want to work with first-time home buyers because the price point is lower. And realtors work on commission. But you know what? We love working with first-time home buyers.
Well, I have a couple of reasons why. Number one, they're super excited. It's fun to work with people who are super excited. And they, you know, you get to watch them just sort of get that American dream, you know what I mean? The first time that they get it. And it's just so super cool. And also, I just think that the time spent with them is so rewarding.
It is.
Because it just helps you see, you know, the younger generation and what they're doing and how they're doing it. And, you know, things change over time. Like, the millennials right now don't want dining rooms. Who knew that? What do you do with all these houses that have dining rooms?
Yeah, I'm working with a young Navy couple, as you know, Emma and her husband have a new baby. And
yes.
They're just so happy to get into their first home. And they're just so excited. We're going to be closing a week from Friday. They're just ecstatic.
Yes.
Just ecstatic. And I love every time that we talk on the phone. Everything is just going, it's just wonderful. We just have this great exchange. And if an issue comes up with the house that needs a repair, I just tell them what's going on with the repair and talking to the other agent. The other agent is working, you know, with us on this flip to make it all right. And it's just going great. So if you know someone that is in an apartment just like this couple, and by the way, this couple is going to pay less in their monthly payment on their new home than they are paying for rent.
And the interesting thing about that, Howard, is that's a VA loan. They're not putting any money down.
That's right.
And they're still paying less than they did to rent. So people really need to think about that. This is a military town. And if you're going to be here for 3 years or more, you should really think about buying a home because it will be less expensive for your mortgage than it will be to rent the home.
Yeah, and if you're not a military person and you still need the 3.5%, you think, let's see, if I'm buying a $150,000 home and I need 3.5%, gosh, that's $4,500. I don't have that. Where am I going to get it from? Plus, I need to buy a homeowner's policy. Where am I going to get that from? First-time home buyers can get $15,000 of free money if you're going into Duval County. You can get $7,500 in the other counties. It's not free. You're shaking your head no. Correct me.
Yes. It's $15,000 is in Clay and Duval.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay. Those two counties in this area, the other counties don't get the $15,000.
They get $7,500
to use.
Those
two counties do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there is money available to buy a home. I guarantee just about everyone listening knows somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And someone who's been thinking about it, you know, because in today's marketplace, one of the things I love is that there's so much information available thanks to the internet, thanks to cable TV, thanks to whatever. You've got HGTV, and it really helps people to visualize what it's like to buy a home, what it's like to own a home, and it gets young people excited about it, even though they feel a little anxious about whether they can afford it or not.
Yeah, you know what else is good that the government has done recently?
What's that?
There are a lot of properties that are in flood zones.
Okay.
And it used to be that the only provider of flood insurance was the federal government.
Right.
Well, now the federal government has allowed a lot more private insurance companies to get into the flood insurance business. But some of those that used to get into the private flood insurance business, an FHA loan would not allow a lot of those private insurance companies. They wouldn't accept those private insurance companies.
Insurance?
Those private insurance companies. FHA would not accept those policies as valid flood insurance.
Okay.
Well, now.
So did they think they were going to not pay the claim or something? I mean, why wouldn't they do that? Is that why?
Correct.
Okay.
So now FHA has expanded greatly the number of insurance companies to be acceptable.
So now that's going to start in what, July?
That's going to start
this year.
In July. So the flood insurance might be less money than the federal government charge.
Well, that's the way it used to be.
How about that?
That's the way it used to be. Okay. So that's very exciting.
So the prices also might be lower.
You know, I did want to say, when we were talking about bond money, you know, Christine Kennedy, Christine with a K, she comes on our show. She's one of our sponsors. And I did want to say that she does do the bond program. So she is one of the loan officers that can administer that. So I would say, if you're interested in getting bond money, to contact Christine Kennedy. Her number is 904-514-6969, or Christine Kennedy with a K, Christine with a K, I should say, .com. So either way, you can find her, but she's fantastic, and she's just so great to work with that she gives you a lot of detail in emails, so you always know what's coming up next and what's already happened. So as a first-time home buyer, great resource.
All right.
Yes.
Hey.
What?
You know what we're going to talk about in the next segment?
What?
The best week of the year to list your house.
Well, is do that you think week? There's a best week?
Well, we're going to talk about that. Is it a fact or is it fiction? We are going to tell you.
I bet there's a lot of factors that impact that, Howard.
Well,
that doesn't sound like
out.
A really simple thing.
Realtor.com did an analysis and said there is absolutely a best week to list your house.
So that
is
has
that
to do with...
Fact? We're going to find out.
And nobody's called in about week? The contest. What's up with that? How simple is this, people? You borrow money, do a home improvement. Which home improvement is it?
We're also going to talk about something that we really hardly ever talk about.
What?
Yeah, and it's an F word. It's one of those F words.
What?
Yeah.
Fun?
Foreclosures.
We don't have so many anymore, do we?
Well, we're going to talk about why we don't talk about foreclosures anymore. Is it because we want to avoid talking about negative things? We're going to talk about it.
Maybe.
We're going to talk about it when we get back. The other thing we're going to talk about is an interesting one. Is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? That's an interesting one. Stay with us. We will be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation into Russian election interference and delivered it to Attorney General William Barr. The next steps are up to Barr, to Congress, and in all likelihood to federal courts. It includes no new indictments. Justice Department says Mueller delivered his final report on Friday to the Attorney General, who is reviewing it. It is a private document, but he can let the details be known over the weekend to some members of Congress. The battle is just heating up now over the released Mueller probe. Congressional Democrats are calling for Special Counsel Mueller's report on the Russia investigation to be fully released, including the underlying evidence, are threatening subpoenas if it is not. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 460 points at 25,502. The NASDAQ was down 196. This is SRN News.
Men suffering from ED or PE, an important message from Men's Choice Medical Center.
I'm Dr. Sheikh, MD. Have pills like Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra let you down? At Men's Choice Medical Center, our custom blended medications have guys lasting longer than ever. No pain, no surgery, and it's affordable.
Call 904-600-3133. Guaranteed results first visit, and we'll check your testosterone levels for free. 904-600-3133.
This is America, where Southern barbecue was born and all you can eat reigns supreme. Because we Americans love barbecue, but not limits. Sound had a barrier till we broke it. And last we checked, that's our flag on the moon.
Roger.
So grab life by the ribs, America. Because for a limited time, there are no limits on ribs at Sonny's. All you can eat St. Louis ribs are back with two sides and bread for just $15.99. Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley. Dell is sending his team out across the country. Meet them live in a city near you, one day only. Check the schedule and claim your seats at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
It'll be sunny through Sunday with daytime highs into the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, down to 53. Partly cloudy Sunday night, down to 58. And for Monday, mostly sunny, highs of 81 and up to about a 30% chance of showers. Partly cloudy then through Wednesday.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, Howard.
Welcome back. That's a new one, Angela.
I know. Somebody just texted me and said, "You're adorable." Yay.
Well, I was seeing you through the air?
I guess so.
I don't know.
Hey, I like it.
What is the number one? I'll get to in just a second. I got to remind everyone what the contest is, because he may be calling about that. What is the number one home improvement that people are getting a loan for in 2019. So we're going to go to the phone. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing good. How are y'all today?
Terrific. How can we help you today?
Well, I think it's bathrooms. I think everybody's remodeling the bathrooms for some reason. That's what my brother and my sister both have done recently this year.
That's what I want to do, too, the bathroom.
That is a great guess, and it came in number two.
So it's not number one.
You're close. 37% of the people said they were going to do the bathroom.
Yeah, see, that's something that'll get you to want to stay in your house, or even if you're going to sell it, updating the bathroom is a good thing to do to sell.
Yeah, great guess, though.
Do you have any other real estate questions while you're on, Richard?
No, not right now. I mean, I've been listening to y'all for a little while now. I really appreciate y'all's talk show. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. You just made my whole day. Yeah. I just smiled big when you said that. Thank you.
Well, I hope y'all have a great day, and I want to know what it is, the number one answer.
Okay.
We'll definitely say before the show's over if no one guesses.
It surprised me, and it surprised Angela.
We have a second caller, so.
All right.
Yes, it did.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank y'all.
All right, bye-bye. Good morning, Ben.
Well, good morning to you.
How are you?
From the beaches. Very well.
Good.
Good.
Do you have a guess for our contest?
Well, I was going to go with kitchen.
Kitchen, yes. I like that answer, but that isn't number one.
Yeah, it was number three.
My goodness, I would not have expected such a thing.
See? Yeah. So bathrooms and kitchen is what everybody thinks of. Those were my guesses. I missed it, too. So you're in great company.
Yeah.
I should know the answer, and I don't. So while you're on the phone, Ben, do you have any real estate questions?
Well, no, I just wanted to, that $15,000 that you've got going.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure you knew that it is a limited time offer. I am in connection with the people in Tallahassee that administer the program. They expect it to be out of money by early May.
Early May,
so they had $20 million, and they're blowing through it at $2 million per week, or just over $2 million per week, and it started on March the 4th. So doing the math, we don't have a lot of time.
You are right about that. Thank you so much. Are you a loan officer?
Yes, I am. I'm on their lender advisory board, and I help them with some of the questions they have, what helps in the marketplace, and fine-tune their program.
Well, that's exciting. That's exciting. Yeah. You want to give people your contact information?
I didn't know if that was permitted.
I will allow it, Ben, because I'm in charge. I can do whatever I want. Howard can't stop me.
Okay.
Yeah, Angela tells me she's always in charge. So.
Anyway, you're kind enough to share information with the public. I definitely think you should give your information.
Well, my name is Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. I have to put my NMLS number there, so I'm license number 221959. My phone number is 904-476-5236, and I've been participating in these first-time home buyer programs for about 27 years. So, if you're a rookie.
Need
an answer, call me. Yeah, I'm a grandfather and a rookie and a gray beard, so I've been doing this quite a long time.
Well, we appreciate you what you do, and we appreciate you listening to the show. Thanks so much.
You have a great show. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. So it's not bathrooms and it's not kitchens. So what else could it be? Let's see who else is going to call.
I hope somebody calls, because if you think about it, it is a trend as of late. Don't you think in like the last 5 years, it's been an absolute trend?
I don't know.
Almost a decade, I would venture to say.
Okay.
That people are trying to make this part of their property.
All right. Give us a call.
222-8255.
You're right.
You were rushing me, weren't you?
I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Please accept my
sincerest. Somebody's calling. They need to save me.
What do you mean you don't like that?
I don't like when you're rushing me off. I have things to say.
Okay. Well, my sincerest apologies, Miss Angela.
Yeah.
My dearest and loving wife.
Aww.
All right.
You're so sweet, Howard.
All right. We got Georgiana on line one. Good morning, Georgiana.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you today.
Okay. I think it's the closet.
No, good one. I like that.
That is a good one. Yes, but that's not what they're borrowing money to fix. But that is a great guess.
Yeah,
yes.
I like that.
Well, yeah.
I definitely want a closet system, and Howard's telling me no.
Yeah, like my vote has anything to do with it.
I think it does. While we have you on the line, do you have any real estate questions?
No, but I know that with foreclosures, if you're an investor and you have property, it's a win-win for you because your property value might go down, but if you're not interested in selling, your taxes go down, but your rent goes up because people still need a place to live.
Well, they do need a place to live. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you
for calling in, and thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We've got Levi. Good morning, Levi.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Guys and gal. I'm doing just fine. I've called y'all 100 times probably and asked questions. So, but I want to make a guess. What was the last guess the woman just said?
Closets. So we've had bathrooms, kitchen, and closets.
Right. Okay. I was going to go, you're talking about a trend. I noticed a lot of people enclosing their garage. Garage.
That is a trend, but that's not the one that okay. hit the top of the survey. But that's a good guess.
Yep.
Okay, I thought that might be it.
All right.
And I was going to ask you, on that 15 bond you're talking about?
Yes.
You can use that towards your down payment, right?
You can use it towards the down payment. You can use it towards closing cost. Absolutely. Whatever you need it for.
Okay. Because, see, I'm one of those people that Christine Kinney was talking about being able to help that don't have the self-employed and
yes.
don't have the enough taxable income
yes.
on there. And she says that you go through the bank and do this stuff. But she's, the only problem about it is she needs 25% down.
Oh, I see. I see.
And I was saying, well, $15,000 would help. But it's 25% down of what the house, you're wanting to be.
Right.
And I was saying, okay, well, that would really help. All right, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Levi.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Good to hear from you.
You haven't told your homes yet, have you?
Sorry?
You haven't told your open homes yet, have you?
Not yet.
No, not yet. We do it in the last segment of the day, so in the last 15 minutes.
So not like you guys. I work, but I drive around a lot.
All right.
I hear you the whole time.
Yeah, we've met you before. Yes.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, we want to talk about the best week to list your home is next week. Is that fact or fiction? Well, according to a recent analysis by Realtor.com, the best week to start marketing your home is between March 31st and April 6th. Now, they conducted this analysis of the 50 largest housing markets over the last 3 years, and they found that homes are listed 17% higher than at the beginning of the year and tend to fetch more than 14% more money. They also sell 6 days faster than other times of the year. Angela, what do you think? Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction, fiction, fiction.
But they did this analysis. So how is it fiction?
Don't you think that you can make any statistics say what you want them to say, Howard?
Well, what do you think? Tell me more.
Okay, here's what I think. We, me and you,
yeah.
We don't automatically list a home during that week, and we certainly don't automatically list a home 17% higher. We do our analysis of the market. We need to see what has occurred in the last 6 months. We have to make sure it gets appraisal. And we need to see how things are trending in someone's particular area before we suggest a range for pricing, because the seller needs to make really good decisions. Also, we only put the customer's home on the market when it's ready to sell, not before then. We can't just say that week. It has to be ready to sell. It needs to look its best.
Absolutely.
And we have to have time to get a professional photographer in and get the right time of day based upon the sunshine.
Yeah, people don't realize that we schedule photographers based on time of day and even the direction of the house.
Yes.
Because we see other photos where the sun is shining
and it looks bad.
Makes the front of the house look like it's in the shade. You can't even see it.
That's right.
Or the back. So if the back you know, like has a pool and you want to see that, the sun has to be shining right. Those are the things that we plan that a lot of other agents don't. That's why we're special. That's why we do so well.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Yes.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. I think my coffee's kicking in. Okay, let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a caller.
All right, let's go to
somebody's gonna
Tammy.
Guess.
Good morning, Tammy.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you so much for your program. I really enjoy it.
Yay.
I wanted to guess on the modification question you were asking.
Yes.
And I'm going to say attic.
And converting an attic into some sort of space?
That's yes. A good guess, but that is not the right guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good one. It's not so much here in Florida, but there are a lot of people that do convert their attics into living space.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because it's a national question.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, Tammy, do you have any real estate questions while you're on?
Well, yes. I'm wondering, as far as the first-time home buyers program that will soon expire, I was wondering if Duval County, like, do you know what the income limit is? I understand there may be an income issue.
I would encourage you to contact Christine Kennedy with Success Mortgage Partners. She can help you through that entire process. Do you have a pen? I can give you her number.
Sure.
It's, of course, area code 904 514-6969.
Okay, great.
514-6969. And she can help you with all the details of that, because I could look it up for you, but I don't have it with me and I don't know it off the top of my head.
It depends on the size of your family. And that's why it's not a simple
answer. I do know that. Yeah, it's not a simple answer.
It's not a simple answer. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Do we have more callers?
Well, no? not right now.
Well, then, should we talk about our hot deals of the day?
Not quite yet.
Oh, you got
something. Because I want to just talk a little bit about why we don't talk about foreclosures anymore. And it's actually really good news. So nationally, mortgage delinquencies have actually fallen since early 2008. And foreclosures, which come about after delinquencies, they're at their lowest level. And guess how many years?
How many?
20.
Wow.
20 years. That's right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, here in Florida, it's a little bit different. We've had a couple of hurricanes. And whenever big storms happen, there's actually a tick up in delinquencies because many people, they're out of work sometimes for months and they get behind on their payments. So delinquencies are a little bit up, but not foreclosures. They're down from the highs that there were. So there isn't really a need to talk about
them. Well, you know, I feel like when you have a hurricane and big national things like that, the lenders always work with their customers to try to help them through that period.
They do.
So they do. So that is why you aren't seeing as many foreclosures, but you are seeing the delinquencies.
Yeah. Do you remember when we started the show 7 years ago, we reported on them like once a month?
Eight.
Well, we're in our eighth year.
Eight.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, we did report on it quite a bit, didn't we?
We did.
We were still giving it. Oh, I think somebody else is calling, Howard.
Well, let's go and talk to Roseanne. Good morning, Roseanne.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific.
How are you?
All right. I'm fine.
Yay.
The answer I'm thinking is outdoor improvements.
That's exactly it.
Yay.
Outdoor space improvements.
That is the trend. Everybody wants to be outside now. Paved patios, fire pits, summer kitchens, pool areas. That is the winning ticket. You are so right.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you for listening and thank you for guessing. And while you're on, do you have any real estate questions?
No, the fellow that was involved with the Tallahassee kind of answered it. My daughter is thinking to be buying a home in Florida. Doesn't have a lot of money saved up. And I go, that would help. But if it's going to run out by early May, that's not too helpful.
Always have her call us, and we can start the process of seeing what she needs to get pre-qualified and that sort of thing, and we can help her find a home. I love to do that. So we're going to send you back to the producer so that he gets your name and number so we can send you your prize for winning our contest, and then we'll also talk to you about your daughter at that time. Okay?
That's good. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Roseanne.
Well, you know what it's time for? Because we got some open houses to talk about today. Some hot deals of the day. And we've got four open houses that are actually really, really nice houses.
Yes, I'm so excited because we get to go today to Beauclair. You know, Beauclair over in San Jose.
Yeah, off of Mandarin.
9625 Beauclair Bluff. This is a gorgeous home, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths. It is 3,044 square feet. This is an all brick beauty. It has a huge office. It has a great room that is like Texas size. It's got a big vaulted ceiling, a stone fireplace, built-in bookshelves, a wet bar. It has the kitchen was updated not too many years ago. It's got a gorgeous cherry cabinets. It's got granite kitchen counters. There's pull-out drawers in the cabinets. Two pantries, Howard. It makes me drool, one's for food and then one's for all your cooking appliances, your blenders and big pots and pans and all sorts of things.
It's like 10 feet long.
It's incredible, really is. There's a huge big patio that is on the east facing, so you get the morning sun, but not the afternoon. It has an extra long garage. If you've got a truck, this is your house.
How about the yard?
The yard is wonderful, and it's what, 0.4 of an acre? Is that right? 0.4 or 5 of an acre? $395,000 is all they're asking for this home. We are going to be there today, Howard and I both, and we're going to be there from 11:30 to 2.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. All right. That's another one. There's another one open today in Royal Lakes off of Bay Meadows and Southside, 8356. This one's 2,700 square feet. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5. And you talk about outdoor spaces that was in our contest. The outdoor space in this house
exactly.
is gorgeous.
Pavers, fire pit, really nice.
A beautiful, beautiful yard.
Another
and
big
I
lot.
Mean beautiful.
And that one's also like 0.4, right?
Something like acre. That. Yeah. The house itself is also gorgeous. Wood floors. Everything's been redone in this house. They redid the bathroom, the kitchen. Master closet has built-ins. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous. There's a step-down living room that it's like a sunken living room with a
couch. The coolest fireplace you've ever seen, ever, ever, ever.
It's like 8 feet wide with this copper
top
shield that goes all the way to the ceiling.
It's really something. I think if you're from the north, this is your house. You know, it's very you know how northern people tend to like the compartmentalized, you know, spaces. That's kind of how this home flows. It's perfect.
And a sunroom that has like a cathedral ceiling with big windows.
And a little kitchenette in it. Yes.
Really, really
it
nice
It has everything.
House.
It's a great entertaining home.
No CDD fees. The HOA is only $300 per year.
Yeah. That's another one with an extra deep garage.
Yep.
If you got a big truck.
Now, in Aberdeen, we're going to have, that's going to be open today from noon to 3.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow, if you have a big family, and I mean lots of kids, Aberdeen is a house on Gilly Brogue, 3,500 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 2 huge family rooms. There's one downstairs, there's one upstairs.
Yep.
Has a 3-bedroom, has a lanai. Has a huge car.
You just said a 3-bedroom. Did you mean a 3-car garage?
3-car garage. Sorry about that.
I knew what you meant.
It's on a cul-de-sac. It's the largest lot in probably all of Aberdeen. It's fenced and it's on a pond.
Right.
Huge walk-in pantry. The pantry's like as big as a bedroom almost.
You can put a bed in there for real. It's huge.
It has a California bar in the kitchen, convection oven. All of the bedrooms are big enough for 2 beds. This is a big family that lives there. There's six kids that live in that house.
Yeah.
But the master's downstairs, which is great. Put all the kids upstairs. There's a playroom in the middle. So there's a family room. Great amenities. $450,000. Open Sunday, noon to 2. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be in Stony Glen in Eagle
Harbor. Another big family house.
Yes. Yes. 3,400 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, a lanai, and a patio. One of the bedrooms is upstairs with its own bathroom, a Koppenbarger home, white shaker cabinets in the kitchen. I'm going to be there tomorrow from 1 to 3. Come and see me. It's on Stony Glen.
And the price is $379.9.
Thank you so much. Speaking of thanking you so much, we want to thank you for listening to our show. You need a professional on your side. The Van Wees are here to tell you about what has gone on this past week in the financial sector. Angela, if you need her, call her at 465-3845. If you need me, 687-8161. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful week. We'll be back with you next week.